Hello and welcome to our contemporary service. My name is Andrew Cooney, and I am one of the pastors blessed to serve here at Bethany. Today we're going to be celebrating Father's Day, and we're going to be continuing our sermon series on kindness. We're celebrating dads because they play an important role in our lives, just as moms do, and because, well, we have a Heavenly Father, and we're all to be more like our Heavenly Father. So we want to take an opportunity to celebrate, to give thanks. And today we're going to be talking about kindness, because kindness is a key aspect of the heart of our Heavenly Father, and it plays an important role in our families together. So let's take a moment to pray, to thank God for our dads, and to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us more about kindness. Let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you for your presence with us. Thank you on Father's Day for you, God. Thank you for being our Heavenly Father. And thank you for our earthly dads, who deeply impacted us and shaped us. There are things that deeply bless us about them, and then there are things that challenge us about them. And we're grateful for the fact that you would give us earthly fathers and for how they played a role in our lives. Help us today as we learn about kindness, all of us, to grow in that area, to be more like you, and to take it out into our world. Kindness can have a powerful effect upon the people around us. Make us more aware of that, and to use it as a greater tool for your kingdom and your glory's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's worship together.
Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
Hope you all are having a great Sunday morning, despite what the weather has been this week. So I wore this shirt in honor of the Cahoon family, who brings us sunshine on Sunday morning, no matter what the weather is. Shout out to the Cahoon family. We love you. We miss you. Are you guys ready to worship with us?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
All my days I'll live for you.
I will stand upon your truth.
Hi, friends. Good morning. I have a question for everybody this morning. What is the scariest thing you've ever done? For me, it was riding a Ferris wheel. Now, the first time I ever had the opportunity to ride a Ferris wheel, I was a grown-up, and my family and I were at Ocean City, Maryland, and at the end of the boardwalk, there was a big, big Ferris wheel, and when you're at the top, you can see the ocean on one side and Ocean City on the other side, and it's a wonderful thing, unless you don't like being high off the ground. And I don't like being high off the ground. It makes me afraid. But my family wanted to go on the Ferris wheel, so I thought I would give it a try. And we got in, and the seats kind of go like this, and I had to get used to that. And we went up, 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 and down, 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 just like everything is supposed to work. And then we went up, 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 and then it got stuck right when we were at the top. And we were swinging like this. And if I looked at this way, I saw the ocean. And if I looked at this way, I saw Ocean City. And everything was so, so, so far down away from me. I had to close my eyes and I started crying. I was so afraid. Clearly, I survived that. Everybody was fine. It was just a little scary moment. And maybe some of you think that it was silly for me to be afraid of that. But here's the thing. All of us get afraid of something. Something will happen in our lives that makes us fearful. And here's the thing. If you know Jesus, it will help you through those fearful times. I know. Now, you could ask me, how is that possible, Pastor Kathy? And I would say that we've been focusing all month long on our life app, which is faith. And we say that faith is trusting in what you can't see because of what you can see. And we've talked about how in the Bible, we can go there and read about people who have trusted God, trusted Jesus in some really hard and scary times. And God has seen them through. And as a matter of fact, your video Bible story today is about one man who had to go through something so, so frightening. But he knew Jesus. And so he knew he could trust in Jesus to see him through. I hope you check it out. Now, here's the other way that knowing Jesus can help in scary times. We can say just a little prayer and ask for Jesus to be with us, or sometimes to send somebody to us to help us through our fearful times. When I was a little girl, I was scared of the dark, and I was especially scared of the dark if I heard some weird noises. And so if I woke up in the middle of the night and everything was dark, and then on top of that, I heard a noise I couldn't recognize, I would get so scared. But I knew that I could call out for my dad. And he would come in, he would check everything, he would assure me that everything was safe, just like it was when I went to bed, just like when the lights are on. And I learned to not be scared of the dark. That's one of the like 19,500 million bazillion reasons why I love my dad and I want to honor him on this Father's Day. If you're watching on Sunday, today is Father's Day. But even if you're not watching on Sunday, I hope that you will take a minute to find your dad, give him a call if you need to, and just let him know all of the reasons why you think that he is a superstar, all the reasons that you love him, all the things that you respect about him. That will make his heart so full. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you have a great time celebrating your dad, and I hope you have a great week. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This morning, to celebrate your goodness, God, we celebrate that you are our Heavenly Father and that you have given us fathers here on earth to love us and show us your way. We thank you for your love, your creation, and for this new day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.